Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into another deep dive stock analysis with you today. We're focusing on Citizens Financial Group, ticker symbol CFG, a major player in the regional banking space. If you're looking for actionable insights into whether CFG is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're going to unpack everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our in-depth analyses. Let's get started. First, let's set the stage with a quick overview of Citizens Financial Group. CFG is a well-established bank holding company headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, with a history dating back to 1828. It operates primarily through its subsidiary, Citizens Bank, National Association, and has a strong presence in the Northeast and Midwest United States, with over 1,000 branches and a market cap of around $26 billion as of the latest data. CFG is a significant player in the regional banking sector. Today, we'll go beyond the basics and dig into what's driving this stock, where it's headed, and whether it's worth your investment dollars. Let's zoom in on the company profile for a deeper understanding of CFG's business model. Citizens Financial Group provides a wide range of retail and commercial banking services, including consumer loans, mortgages, wealth management, and business banking. They've got a workforce of over 17,000 employees and operate in key markets like Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. What's interesting about CFG is their focus on relationship banking, building long-term connections with customers, which they're enhancing through tech investments, like their recent partnership with Jack Henry to modernize their infrastructure, as reported in a December 2025 PR Newswire article. CFG isn't just a traditional bank, they're adapting to digital trends while maintaining a strong physical presence. Their CEO, Bruce Van Saun, has been at the helm since 2013, steering the company through acquisitions and expansions, like the integration of Investors Bancorp in 2022. This blend of legacy and innovation makes CFG a fascinating case study in the evolving financial services landscape. Now let's talk money, specifically CFG's revenue streams. Looking at their 2024 full-year numbers, Citizens Financial Group reported total revenue of $12.35 billion, a slight increase from $12.99 billion in 2023. Breaking it down, a significant portion comes from net interest income, which is the difference between what they earn on loans and pay on deposits. However, non-interest income is also critical, with segments like card fees contributing $362 million and service charges and fees adding another $417 million in 2024. Geographically, CFG's revenue is heavily concentrated in the U.S., particularly in the Northeast and Midwest, where they've built a strong regional footprint. What stands out is their ability to grow revenue despite a challenging interest rate environment in recent years. This shows resilience, but I'll dive deeper into whether this growth is sustainable when we look at their financials. Moving on to earnings, CFG's most recent full-year 2024 results show a net income of $1.51 billion, down slightly from $161 billion in 2023. Earnings per share EPS for 2024 came in at 3.4 cents, compared to 3.14 cents the prior year. This dip reflects higher funding costs and provisions for credit losses, which are common headwinds for banks in a rising rate environment. However, management has highlighted efficiency initiatives and loan portfolio growth as key drivers for future profitability. A 6.9% stock price increase since ascendancy since their last earnings report, as noted by Zacks in November 2025, suggests the market is responding positively to CFG's outlook. Key takeaways. CFG is managing costs well, but margin pressures remain a concern. Diving into management commentary from the Goldman Sachs 2025 USPA Financial Services Conference transcript, as covered by Seeking Alpha, CFG's leadership expressed optimism about the M&A market in 2026, with their 15th annual M&A outlook pointing to growing confidence and a clearer economic picture. They also emphasized their strategic focus on scaling niche services and modernizing tech, aligning with their partnership with Jack Henry. This suggests CFG is positioning itself for long-term growth But investors should note that regulatory changes and market volatility could pose risks, as hinted in broader industry discussions. Let's break down CFG's financial health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2024, total assets stand at $217.5 billion, down slightly from $222 billion in 2023, reflecting some deleveraging. Cash and equivalents are solid at $11.2 billion, providing liquidity. Total liabilities are $193.3 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.41, which is reasonable for a bank. Stockholders' equity sits at $24.3 billion, supporting a return on equity of 6.8%, decent but not spectacular compared to top-tier banks. On the income statement side, gross profit margin for 2024 was 61.9%, and net profit margin was 14.2%, showing they're maintaining profitability despite cost pressures. Free cash flow for 2024 was $1.88 billion, down from $2.79 billion in 2023, but still healthy with a yield of 10.4%. Current and quick ratios are low at 0.26, but that's typical for banks given their asset liability structure. Overall, CFG's financials reflect stability, though efficiency and margin improvement will be key to watch. Now let's value CFG. The stock is currently trading at 60.82 cents, with a trailing PE ratio of 15.4, which is below the regional banking industry average of 17.6. This suggests CFG might be undervalued relative to peers. Price to sales is 2.17, reasonable for the sector. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a decline from 20.0 for 2024 to 9.94 by 2027, indicating expectations of strong earnings growth. Dividend yield is attractive at 2.83%, with an annual dividend of $1.72 per share. Enterprise value is $24.4 billion, factoring in debt, which seems manageable given cash flows. Comparing to industry performance, CFG's one-year return of 23.8% outpaces the sector's 15.4%, but valuation multiples suggest there could still be room to run if earnings growth materializes as forecasted. Let's do a SWOT analysis to frame CFG's strategic position. Strengths: CFG has a strong regional presence with over 1,000 branches, solid financials with $1.51 billion in net income for 2024, and a proactive approach to tech modernization, as seen in their Jack Henry partnership. Weaknesses: margin pressures from rising interest rates and funding costs are evident in the slight earnings dip from 2023 to 2024. Their ROE of 6.8% also lags behind top competitors. Opportunities: the 2026 M&A outlook, as per their own survey, points to a broadening market, and CFG could capitalize on consolidation trends in regional banking. Analysts' consensus price target of $56.57 per Defense World, November 2025, suggests upside potential, especially with projected earnings growth. Threats: regulatory changes, economic volatility, and supply chain disruptions, noted in Business Wire coverage, could impact costs and growth. Competition in digital banking also looms large as fintechs disrupt traditional models. CFG's strengths provide a solid base, but they'll need to navigate macro headwinds carefully. Looking at recent performance, CFG's stock has been on a tear, up 23.8% over the past year, outperforming the financial services sector's 15.4% gain. Over 5 years, it's up 49.2%, again beating the sector's 59.6%. Not bad for a regional bank. Short term, the three-month performance of 18.9% shows strong momentum, likely fueled by positive earnings reactions, up 6.9% post-report per Zacks, and analyst upgrades to buy with a Zacks rank number 2. On the chart, CFG is trading above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, signaling bullish sentiment. For short-term traders, resistance might be near historical highs, as noted by Fool.com in January 2026, but a breakout could push it further if earnings continue to impress. Let's estimate CFG's intrinsic value using a discounted cash flow DCF approach. I've taken their free cash flow for 2024 at $188 billion and projected it over 5 years with a conservative growth rate of 3%, reflecting regional banking trends and CFG's historical revenue growth, around 1 to 2% annually, adjusted for acquisitions. I've applied a discount rate of 8%, factoring in the risk-free rate plus a bank-specific equity risk premium, given CFG's beta of 1.9. Terminal value assumes a perpetual growth of 2.5%, aligning with long-term GDP expectations. Crunching the numbers, CFG's intrinsic value comes out to approximately $65 per share, compared to the current price of $60.82. This suggests a slight undervaluation of about 6.5%, indicating the stock could be a fair buy for long-term investors, especially with the 2.83% dividend yield as a bonus while waiting for price appreciation. Note that this model is sensitive to growth and discount rate assumptions, so adjust based on your risk tolerance. So what's the verdict on Citizens Financial Group? CFG offers a compelling mix of stability and growth potential. Their financials are solid, with $217 billion in assets and healthy cash flows, though margins and ROE need a boost to match top peers. Valuation metrics in my DCF analysis suggest the stock is slightly undervalued at $60.82, with upside to $65 or beyond if 2026 earnings forecasts hold. Recent momentum, up 23.8% in a year, and analyst optimism, consensus buy, add to the bullish case, but watch for interest rate risks and regulatory curveballs. For income-focused investors, the 2.83% dividend is a nice sweetener. I'd rate, they say, I think CFG is a reasonable pick for conservative portfolios, balancing yield and moderate growth potential. What do you think? Would you buy CFG at these levels? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for watching.